there has been a backlash against globalization. Globalization, I think, is unfairly blamed for many of the ills which affect the West. But clearly, that's how populist anger has been channeled. And if it's the case that, you know, Trump and other leaders do rein back on globalization, this could have a negative effect on developing countries. Developing countries often have a very management gap. So if you say you look in the manufacturing industries in many emerging economies, they actually have rather poor management qualities, rather weak abilities to try and find good workers and train workers well to monitor and incentivize them. I think there's kind of two broad types of things which can be done. So one, of course, is things that businesses can do themselves, but governments can also do things directly to create the environment for the growth of firms with better management practices. So one thing is that, you know, there's many countries, there's a very strong web of regulations which hold back some of the more efficient firms from expanding. Competition is another major driver of improving productivity and management. You know, having enforcement of competition policy, but also reducing the barriers to entry that many firms face to set up a new business or to enter new markets. On the campaign trail, there was a lot of talk about bringing manufacturing back to the US. The risk, of course, is if there was a general increase of tariffs against countries like China or like Mexico of 40 or 30%, this would disrupt the web of those chains. It's not only that the suppliers in other countries would be damaged because their goods would be very expensive to go into the US, the US companies themselves would be severely damaged. So the jobs in the US, which rely on these global value chains, would also be endangered. Increasing trade costs, increasing tariffs, not only damages other countries, it fundamentally damages the US. It damages the job opportunities and the wages of US workers and consumers.